Now, from Devon Funds Management, Monday morning, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Oh, Musk and Trump, eh? You can't buy tickets to a show like that.
You can't. So the bromance, it's skipped the sibling rivalry stage, Mike. It's gone straight to an all-out feud. It's melted down spectacular, very public fashion. Choppy week for Tesla. They're actually up around about 4% on Friday, but down almost 15% over the course of the week. So, yeah, for the backstory, those that don't know it, Musk has said that the president's claim he went crazy after being asked to leave Doge was a lie. He reckons that Trump's tariffs are going to cause a recession the second half of the year. He said without him, Trump would have lost the election. He's now looking at potentially supporting others in the midterms. You know, Trump, he says he's disappointed with Elon, said their relationship's over. So, look, it's been a volatile ride, hasn't it, for the shares since the election. They surged. Everyone thought Trump's biggest supporter would gain favours. I mean, fair enough, I guess. Musk did donate around about $250 million to his campaign. Then he got distracted by Doge. Then there was the backlash and the vandalism against Tesla cars by the public. You know, the tariff situation, trading partners stopped buying Teslas. So, it appears it's all come back to bite. So Trump said he's going to cut his government contracts, save billions of dollars. And Musk, I loved how he channeled Clint Eastwood and Dirty Harry. He said, Don X, go ahead, make my day. And then he's also now got this problem. It's spun out to the International Space Station. So Musk reckons he's going to decommission the Dragon spacecraft and they used to shuttle astronauts. So not ideal. And ironically, Trump said that he didn't think it was a good idea that Musk ran NASA. So and there's obviously all sorts of other allegations around him being impeached and Epstein and so on. But yeah, Trump doesn't seem too bothered, does he? But no. Shares in the social media business, they were down last week as well and down nearly 40% year to date. I suppose for Tesla, you know, lots of damage for a company, obviously, that did have a lot of expectation priced in. And a bit of a fun fact, they're still up 20,000% since 2010. they might need to deliver maybe on the self-driving. Obviously, that's long awaited. And also, Mike, this week we've got robo-taxis launching in Austin, Texas. So stay tuned there.
Okay, then we got the jobs, and that was a pretty solid number, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty solid. So obviously, Elon's been having a pop at the economy. The OECD, they downgraded forecast. We had a weak private sector payrolls print. So there's a bit of nervousness around those job numbers. But in the end, it was like, you know, what's to worry about? So the US economy, that added 139,000 jobs last month. That was above the estimates for 125,000. It was down from the revised 147,000 in April, but pretty solid. You look at the unemployment rate, that held at 4.2%. Again, Mike, healthcare driving those numbers, 62,000. That's around about 20,000 above the average of that sector over the past year. Leisure and hospo, that chipped in nearly 48,000 there. The government, that actually did lose 22,000 jobs. So we do know about what the Doge team's doing, so obviously that's had an impact. But overall, pretty solid. Worker pay, that was up a little bit more than expected, 0.4% during the month. But yeah, overall, just sort of shows that the US labour market is standing tough in the face of those recent shocks. There were a few trouble spots, though, Mike. Just look at the revisions, and sometimes these are overlooked, but April was revised down by 30,000. March down by 65,000 to 120,000. Also, there's this ongoing tilt from full-time to part-time. So full-time declined by 620,000. Part-time rose by 33,000. So it's not all sort of milk and honey, but yeah, overall pretty resilient. Job market's holding together. And I'd say as well that the Fed won't be any rush to cut rates when it meets next week, and given the risks to inflation, certain trade situation.
All right, back home, lawyers at Dawn.
That's right. Hey, speaking of feuds, Sky City's also taken the gloves off. So they've launched proceedings against Fletcher's over the International Convention Centre. As it is well known, it has been problematic. It's nearly 6.5 years behind the contractually agreed delivery date of January 2019. You heard that right. So, they're saying it's just taken far too long to build. They've tried to resolve it with Fletcher's, has Sky City, they say. They're pursuing damages of over $330 million. So Fletcher's, they've come out and said they'll defend the claims. They said they're recording further provisions, but this is a big number. Don't make no bones about it. They're pursuing insurance recoveries. They're having a pop at contractors in relation to that fire. But you'd have to think this is the last thing that Fletcher's wants, Mike. Obviously, they've got problems with the pipe issues in Western Australia. They don't really would think want a long, protracted legal dispute. You'd have to think they want to settle this out of court. More positive news, Mike. The handover of the building does appear to be on track for the second half of the year. opening in February 2026. A bit of a delay. Shares on Friday, Fletcher's down 2.5%, Sky City down 1%.
Give me some more numbers.
Yeah, so the Dow had a good day on Friday, up 1.1%, 42,762, that's 443 points high. S&P 500 up 1%, NASDAQ up 1.2%, FTSE 100 up 0.3% in the UK, Nikkei in Japan up 0.5% as well, ASX 200, that was down 0.3% in Aussie, NZX 50, we were just slightly lower, down 0.1%, 12,563, gold down $42, 3,310 an ounce, oil up $1.20, 64 spot 58. Just in the currency markets, the Kiwi is against the US 60.1, slightly softer against the Australian dollar 92.7, also the British pound 44.4, and we're up 0.5% against the Japanese yen 87.1. Just this week, locally, visitor arrivals, card spending, manufacturing PMI. Overseas, we've got some more earnings dribbling out. We've got Oracle and Adobe, Chinese trade data, US inflation, consumer confidence, and how about we get some trade updates? That'd be good.
Okay, good on you, mate. Catch up soon. Appreciate it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.